Thank you, Laura, for your work. I'm Marco Mascia. I teach international relations, and I am director of the Human Rights Center of the University of Padua. And on behalf of the Human Rights Center, I have the honor and the great pleasure to welcome to Dr. Giampiero Grifo, who is a very active member of the Executive Committee of the European Disability Forum and of the World Council of Disabled People International. Giampiero is leader of the global movement for the human rights of persons with a disability, a true leader. I wish to emphasize that he was member of the Italian delegation at the United Nations Working Group, whose mandate was to prepare and present the draft text of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. May I point out that the working group was composed of the representative of governments, non-government organizations, and national human rights institutions. This working group was working from 2003 to 2006. In those years, the interaction with Giampiero Grifo and other human rights defenders was daily intensive. We all shared the same concern. The convention should reflect the principles, values, and the achievements of the transnational movement of people with disabilities. Nothing about us without us. No? This was the password that marked the whole debate on the draft convention. In fact, this is the challenge to reach equality and inclusion. People with disability, we want to be there to take part in shaping the common good. They don't want to just be beneficiary of it. Human rights are neither deaf, nor blind, nor lame. This calling is to a full life. People with disabilities have the right to demand respect for difference and acceptance as part of human diversity and of humanity itself. Their civic pride agenda includes equal opportunities, equal access, male-female equality, respect for skill-developing children with disabilities, respect for the right of children with disability to keep their own identity. The creative involvement of persons with disabilities in the elaboration of the International Convention is an excellent example of how the principle of active democratic participation can actually be put into practice and how it can contribute to the development of truly inclusive societies. As you know, the convention was adopted in 2006 and entered into force in 2008. In 2005-2006, the Human Rights Center, together with Disabled People International, FISH, and other non-government organizations and the Veneto region, organized two training courses on human rights and disability based on the human rights paradigm, which means people with disability are no longer object of protection, but original subject of fundamental rights. I thank a lot our Vice Rector, Laura Nota, for her presence here today, and of course all the participants of the conference. And now I have the pleasure to give the floor to my friend Giampiero Grifo. Grazie.